situation we could think about this morning is your gift makes room for you. Did y'all know that? Your gift. I read that scripture last week. Your gift will make room for you and bring you before great men.
Amen.
What does that mean? You don't have to chase it. It will chase you. The calling of God will chase you down.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. You don't have to go seeking it. It will come. Amen. And let me just share this right quickly for those who are looking for the will of God. The will of God is not easy. If you're looking for the will of God to be easy in your life and you just want it to be this and that, let me tell you, the will of God in the center of His will sometimes is the hardest place in your life you may ever be. When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, He said, "Father, take this cup." Amen. He was in the center of God's will, was He not? But He prayed, "Father, if it be your will, take this bitter cup that I've got to drink," because it was some hard stuff He was going to have to swallow.
Yeah.
But He got to the place in praying, and He said, "But nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done."
Amen.
And He went to the cross. He was in the center of God's will, carrying the cross, being beaten, and praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. Let me tell you, the will of God sometimes is one of the hardest things you may ever do, but the grace of God will carry you.
Amen.
Amen. Grace of God. Hallelujah. I want to go this morning. Sister Carolyn's going to help me out with some reading. I want to read a whole chapter if we can. I want to make some comments all the way through until we get to the very end. But I want to talk this morning about being led by the Spirit of God. How many really want to be led by God's Spirit?
Amen.
Not by what you think. Not your opinion, your ideas. You know, we do a lot of fleshly stuff sometimes. But I want to be in the center of His will and I want to hear His voice.
Amen.
Amen. I want to be led by the Spirit and not by the flesh. A lot of times we as Christians are led by the flesh. It's what feels good. If it don't feel good, I ain't going to do it. If it ain't something about me, I ain't going to do it. Right? But sometimes it ain't going to feel good to your flesh. Right?
Amen.
Sometimes it's a sacrifice. Amen? Sometimes we got to take off the high heels and put on some tennis shoes and get out into the harvest field and go out to the nursing home. Your flesh wants to go home and go to sleep. Right?
Oh, yeah.
We have to crucify the flesh.
Amen.
And then we have to crucify that old man and say, "Oh, I ain't. Somebody else will take care of that." Mm-hmm. That's how we get sometimes. Somebody else will do it. Pastor will do it. Somebody else go and do it. But it's for every one of us that are called of God, that are Christians today. Amen? Ain't always going to be comfortable. I want to go to Acts chapter 16 this morning. Sister Caroline's going to help me with some reading because she's going to pronounce some words that I haven't really learned. Acts chapter 16. Sister Caroline, we didn't practice this, so whenever... You might want to put that mic down and sit down.
Okay.
Whenever I just say stop for a minute, just stop.
Okay.
And when I say continue, you just continue. She's going to help me out this morning a little bit. But I want to preach this. The Lord laid it upon my heart and poured out some things out of this chapter. And I was really praying about being led by the Spirit of God. I want this church to be led by the Spirit of God. Amen. And we have to come as one if we're going to be led by God's Spirit. And I have taught y'all this before, that whenever there's two visions, there's division. Die means two. And we're getting ready to come to the end of this year and getting ready to go into a new year. And I'm already praying about what's ahead and what's in store for this church. You know, and as we come into this time, and this is the time, and I was meditating on this the other day. This is the time in this church where most pastors have said, "I'm going to leave, or I'm going to start looking somewhere else," and they never really got planted and rooted. The honeymoon is over. Okay? I just want to break it down. Honeymoon is over. The two-year mark is over. And Sister Joyce, there's been something on this church at that marking that has hindered. And when you have a pastor leading a church that the heart's already gone, they may be here, but the heart has departed. You can't really lead. But I want to tell you this morning, church, my heart is still here. There may be some that have departed my heart is still here. And I pray for this church. I pray for you. I spend time and I ask the Lord to help you. Whatever you're going through, I can always take the pain away from you. Sometimes we have to be like Job. Sometimes we have to go through life seasons. And it's going to be hard. And sometimes people come to church and feel like, well, if I don't feel better when I leave, church is not about coming and feeling better. Church is about being equipped for battle.
Amen.
It's not just coming here and I feel good, or the pastor didn't make me feel good in the message he preached, and I'm going to find somewhere else where I can feel good. That's the problem we have today. People are not planted in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
They want to just feel good. I'm going through so much pain and heartache in my life and my personal and my home. I just want to feel better. But let me tell you, we're living in the last days.
Amen.
And we cannot be led by our feelings.
Amen.
We have to walk by faith and not by sight or by feeling.
Yes,
because if you go by your feeling, you'll never do anything for God.
Amen.
Amen. We need to live beyond our feelings.
Yes.
We need to be like soldiers that are equipped on the front line of the end time battle. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say, live beyond your feelings. Because if you don't get to that place, there'll be a lot of things that will sway you out of the will of God.
Amen.
If you live by your feelings, you will be pulled here and pulled there. And you'll never know what God wants you to do. Live beyond your feelings. Acts chapter 16. Sister Carolyn, read a couple verses. Let's see where we are today.
Then came he to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there named Timotheus, the son of a certain woman, which was a Jewish and believed, but his father was a Greek, which was well reported of by the brethren that were at Lystra and Iconium. Him would Paul have to go forth with him, and took and circumcised him because of the Jews which were in those quarters, for they knew all that his father was a Greek. And as they went through the cities, they delivered them the decrees for to keep that were ordained of the apostles and elders which were at Jerusalem. And so the churches established in the faith and increased in number daily.
Hold right there. We're reading about Paul and the young Timothy and how they worked together in establishing churches when they went out in the Bible days. And we've gone over this a couple weeks and nights about how they went about and planted churches. They went out into territories that had not been reached. I'm going to tell you here this morning, church, every territory in Bamberg County has not been reached.
Amen.
Our work is not done.
Right.
Amen. I've heard it said before, and I don't even remember, but I retain a lot. It's almost like a computer. I have certain things I retain. And I remember a statement one time that said, a pastor should never leave a church until every soul in that county has been won to God.
Come on.
Amen. That's saying something right there.
Amen.
Because there's still work to be done.
Amen.
We haven't turned up every corner. We haven't went to every village. We haven't went to every apartment. We haven't went down every street. We haven't went to every parking lot. We haven't went to all the old folks' home and all the apartments and the elderly. We have not went to every place in this Bamberg County.
Amen.
There are still souls to be reached. Amen?
Amen.
And why do we need to fish somewhere else when the fish is right here?
Amen.
Why do you need to take your boat somewhere else when you need to park your boat right here? There's still work to be done in this community.
Amen.
Amen. And if everybody in every church would feel that way, all the churches would fill up around here. But we would become centered just on coming to church and preaching to church people and preaching to the choir and preaching to the saints and never winning anybody new. We're locked in. We're tied up. But I want to tell you, God wants to break forth in this community. It may be on Monday nights to celebrate recovery. We see more faces come in that are new. I don't know where the avenue is going to be, but God said the work is not done. Iggy Bog is not over the door. He has not said this church is finished and his glory is departed. He is saying that if everybody would revive themselves.
Amen.
Amen. If everybody would spend time with him and revive themselves, we would see an explosion. If every little coal that comes in on Sunday would begin to flame up. Amen. And wherever you go, and I'm going to show y'all that in the scripture this morning, wherever you go, somebody's going to see that flame and that ember burning.
Yeah.
Amen. And they're going to say, wow, look at that Christian there. Look at that man or woman of God. See, it used to be when you walked into a place, they knew you were a Christian.
Yeah. Come on.
When you walked into the hospital corridors, amen, they used to say, I've even been, and I've heard pastors' wives and other people that would say, and even my mom and dad, I've heard that when they walk down the hospital room to visit somebody else, somebody in another room they didn't even know would say, hey, you a man of God. Hey, you a woman of God. Get in here and pray for me. Amen. We need to get back to being a Christian and being in the church of God. Amen. We don't have to go looking for people. They're going to find you.
Amen.
Amen. They're going to come to you.
That's right.
Amen. I honestly feel that in my heart this morning.
Yeah.
If we would burn for God.
Yeah.
Amen. I read a little bit of Sister Joyce's Sunday school this morning that said that she had heard something in the night. Our voice spoke to her that we're running out of time.
Amen. Right.
Amen. We're running out of time, church. We're running out of time to do anything for the Lord. Amen. Want to be led by Him? Go ahead, Sister Carolyn.
Now when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, and they came to Mysia, they assayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. And they, passing by Mysia, came to Troas.
Oh, right there. I want y'all to look at that scripture right there where they were wanting to go into a place and the Holy Ghost forbade them to go. Let me tell you something this morning. They were wanting to go do a good thing.
That's right.
They were wanting to go preach the gospel. Was it not a good thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a good thing. But the Holy Ghost said, don't go.
That's right.
Hmm. We need to take heed to that scripture right there this morning.
Amen.
Because there may be some good things that we want to do, but if the Holy Spirit tells you not to go, you don't need to go.
Amen.
I'm talking about being led of the Spirit this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes I come with a message for God, from God on Sunday morning, and the service takes a different route. Amen. And y'all think maybe I didn't do my job because the Holy Spirit took over. Lord forbid. If the Holy Spirit wants to take over a service, amen, let Him have His way. Amen. Because see what the Holy Ghost is doing right there is forbidding me to preach. It's a good thing. It's God's word. But He said, I'm taking it a different course here.
Amen.
Amen. The Holy Ghost can forbid even a good thing. Amen. Because I come out being led in the Spirit this morning, church. Come on.
Yeah.
And if you don't think I've done my job by preaching, you don't know all the time I spent studying the week before. And I sit here thinking, well, man, all that time studying, I didn't even get to preach. But when the Holy Spirit said, stop.
Amen.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
I've got somebody's heart is on the line and I'm pulling it right now. And you need to call an altar service right now.
Amen.
You need to pull them to the front right now.
Yeah.
We need to learn how to flow in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
We need to learn how to flow in the gifts. Amen. Because you might not need to wait to the end of the service. By then, they're going to be distracted by everything else.
Amen.
I'm talking about being led by the Spirit. Put your hand up if you want to be really led by the Spirit
Amen.
Of God.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm talking about being led. I mean, sometimes you got to say, well, God, I don't know what's going on here. I'm confused. We had it planned this way, but it's going this way. Don't be disappointed when things change.
That's right.
Don't get upset with God when you're on a track this way and God turns you this way.
Amen.
Amen. Because see, that's following the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead, Sister Carolyn.
And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia. Assuredly, gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them.
Right there. Right there. They were forbidden to go one place with that gospel message. But then they had a vision. And then the vision said, go this place.
Yeah.
And I believe with all my heart in this scripture that the Lord's trying to show sometimes what you have is good. But those people in that place are not ready to receive what you have. Amen. And if their hearts haven't been ready and that fallow ground being broken up, and if they're not going to receive, you're wasting your time.
Amen.
Amen. And so the Lord said, don't go there. But then they had a vision in the night. How many have visions in the night or dreams in the night? You feel like God's leading you someplace or telling you or warning you. Amen. And then that vision led them to the place where they needed to go. Amen.
Yeah.
We still want to be Spirit-led. Because being Spirit-led ain't just doing your own thing.
Right.
You got to hear from God.
Amen.
Amen. That means you got to have time with God,
yes,
to hear from God.
Amen.
Amen. If you don't spend time with God, you cannot hear from Him. If all the things of the world are coming in upon you, all the stress, all the conflict in the home, all the kids that are acting up and going crazy, and all the dogs are barking and the cats meowing and the roosters crowing and the TV's blaring and the headphones are on and the radio's going, and come on now. You cannot really hear from God. We need to get back to a place where we begin to meditate. Amen. If you can worry, you can meditate.
Amen.
Because worry is repeating the same thought over and over. How am I going to pay this bill? What am I going to do about this? How is this going to happen? What's going to happen? Oh, they don't like me. This and this. And it's a constant cycle in your mind over, and you hit the rewind button. And you play those thoughts over and over, right? But the Bible says to meditate on Him, His Word, day and night.
Yeah.
Day and night. See, you cannot know God's will if you ain't in His Word. You got to have time, first of all, and then you got to be in His Word. Amen? I was going through something in this church years back, and I began to read about the story of King David and King Saul. And I began to look at King David's life, how he had to serve under King Saul, and a lot of times he was dodging those darts. Amen? But you know what I found out about King David? He never came up against King Saul. You know why? It was training ground.
That's right.
God was preparing him to take on the throne.
Yeah.
Amen? And sometimes what you think may be coming against you, and you think that it's a King Saul or somebody's coming. No, it's just God sending down that heavenly sandpaper and sharpening you.
Amen.
Amen? Don't get mad at people. Don't say bad things about them. It just may be that heavenly sandpaper. God's got something in them that's pulling something out of you.
Come on.
Amen.
And you want to change them because what they're doing is bothering you. Uh-huh.
Come on.
And God is using that to fix you. Sometimes He'll even, and I may be getting on a rabbit trail here, but sometimes He'll even allow somebody in your life that you're jealous of to work it out of you. Amen? Often what we see in other people is really in us.
Right.
Yes, let's take one another one. Thank you, Sister June. Oftentimes we want to change people, we don't want to change ourselves. We want to fix everybody around us, and God's trying to use all that stuff to do something in us.
Amen.
They offended you, now God's saying, what you going to do with it?
Right.
Are you going to forgive? Are you going to hold on to it? Uh-huh. He who angers you controls you.
Yeah.
If you don't learn to let that thing go, I'm stopping by here right quick just to help somebody. If you don't learn to let that thing go, it will control you.
Amen.
You'll be motivated by your haters. Uh-huh. You'll get up every day, and what you do is just to prove to them, I can do this. Being controlled. I want to be spirit-led. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We still want spirit-led, right? I want to be spirit-led. I don't want nobody's attitude to control me. I don't want anger to control me. Amen. I don't want unforgiveness to control me. I want to be led by the Spirit of God. And if He's using somebody else's junk to change what's inside of me, so be it.
Amen.
Amen. Because how else do we become humble?
Right.
How else do we forgive if there ain't been an offense?
Amen.
Come on. There has to be things that sometimes God will use in our life to pull something, because He's trying to equip us. Amen. He was trying to equip King David before he ever got to that place. He was trying to prepare him by all the darts that were coming against him. See, you got to open your mind and see the bigger picture here. Amen? Come on, Sister Carolyn, if you can this morning.
Therefore, loosing from Troas, we came with a straight course to Samothracia, and the next day to Neapolis, and from thence to Philippi, which is the chief city of that part of Macedonia, and a colony. And we were in that city abiding certain days. And on the Sabbath, we went out of the city by our riverside, where prayer was wont to be made, and we sat down and spake unto the woman which resorted thither. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple, of the city of Thyatira, which worshiped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. And when she was baptized and her household, she besought us, saying, If ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us.
I'm going to stop right there. In the verse 14, it says that they were there in that city. And there was a woman there that was a seller of purple. And I want you to underline this, whose heart the Lord opened. Amen. Lord showed me something the other day that we often think as preachers. And I tried to count back the other day, the time in this position, the time in the associate position. I think I did about every Wednesday night in the associate position. And then a youth pastor. So it's almost been like 10 years that in evangelizing or going out and revivalizing or whatever you want to call it, I was going out some. And it's been almost a total of 10 years. And in this place of going out and preaching God's word, we often think that it was our sermon or our message that opened the heart. But it's not. It's God. Amen. It's Him. All glory goes to the Holy Spirit, the convictor.
Amen.
And I taught y'all a little bit last Sunday night. We did communion. That was just to illustrate that godly sorrow worketh repentance. It takes time for people to get to a place of godly sorrow.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. It does. Long before I ever come back to God, God was already convicted in my heart. I was miserable. And it just happened. So I went into the church service that day and I probably didn't even hear what the message was. We need to give glory to God. Anybody ever comes to God, it's glory unto Him.
Amen.
It's the Lord that opened the heart. He opens the door. Amen. And I want us to pray this morning before we leave that there will be a hearts that are open before we give a message.
Yeah.
That hearts will receive. Amen. Go ahead, Sister Carolyn.
And it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us in Christ, saying, These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this she did many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour.
Amen. We can see in that scripture right there that there was a girl following Paul and them around and was saying, look at these men. And no doubt they in the congregation, people would say, they're really for the pastor. They're really for the messenger. Look how they're just saying, look at this person that's here. You know, they were really uplifting Paul. But let me tell you, everybody that shouts your praises ain't on your team. Amen. Everybody that says, look at you, and they pump you up, really ain't on your team. Let hard times come and see where they're at.
Amen.
Amen. Let persecution come and see where they're at.
Amen.
When times are good, they're with you. Times are bad, they want to leave you. Pastors go through that all the time. Amen. When the church is going good, everybody wants to be there for you. But when we ever go through a season of dryness, it seems like people want to back off. And let me tell you this morning that everybody that sings your praises is not on your team.
Amen.
Amen. They want on their team. And Paul, look at this scripture. Oftentimes we would see somebody that was full of the devil, and we want to take care of it right then in the church service. I have learned a hard lesson. There may be people that come in this house of the Lord that are full of the devil, and I need to leave them alone. Amen?
Yep.
Just because they showed up to church don't mean they need to be delivered right then.
Right.
Because the Apostle Paul said, this girl come behind him full of the devil many days.
Amen.
Don't see how many days. It says many days. Right? He didn't mess with her. Not that it was the power of God that he could not have, but he didn't. It wasn't the time. We're still talking about being spirit-led, right?
Amen.
How many times you've had people, even in your family, that was full of the devil, if you want to lay hands, I'm going to get my anointing on right now and cast this devil out because they're getting on my last nerve. Y'all don't have family like that, right? Well, they call them the Fruit Loops and the... What is I heard one time Brother Obed said somebody's got the Fruit Loops, the outlaws, the in-laws, and everything else in his family. you know, some of that crazy stuff going on, and seem like you want to just go ahead and take care of it, right? But if you're not being spirit-led, and we talked about this a while back, that thing that's in them, and if you're not really where you need to be, can come on you.
Amen.
Amen. So we got to be spirit-led, right?
Amen.
We got to stay prayed up, fasted up in the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Come on, church. We need to get ready.
Amen.
We need to get ready. Go ahead, Sister Carolyn.
And when her masters saw that the hope of their gains were gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers and brought them to the magistrates, saying, "These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans." And the multitude rose up against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks.
Now, how many of us can say this morning that carrying the gospel of God has landed all this upon us? Can we really say our gospel witness and our gospel message has had us to be beaten and thrown into jail? Can we really say that this morning?
No.
We can't.
No.
We in the westernized world have a comfortable religion.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. It's here. It, like I said, if it ain't feeling good, if it ain't comfortable, I ain't doing it. But let me tell you, all the times I've read of the disciples of God, they were beaten, put in prison. They were going through persecution, amen? They were rejected. They were stoned to death. Some of them had their heads cut off. And we come in, and it just irks me so bad that people can't come sit on a nice, comfortable pew for 30 minutes.
Amen.
Amen. It's out of my way. I don't feel like it today. I'm going to stay home today because I did this yesterday and I don't have the energy today. God forbid us, church. Amen. That we get so comfortable and we want everything just right before we serve God. Let me tell you, it ain't always going to be right.
Amen.
There's going to be some things you're going to have to fight through, especially living in the last days that we're living in. Amen. There's going to be all hell that may come at your door. You better be ready. I'm trying to tell this church, be ready. Get equipped. Get the armor on and stay in your prayer closets. Those things are going to come against you you've never had to face before.
Amen.
Family's going to turn against you that ain't never turned on you before. There's going to be things you're going to face in your life that you've never had to face before. And if you're not ready, he's going to pluck you out one by one back out into the world.
That's right.
Yes, he will. He's just waiting and setting up opportunities to see where he can get you. And when he knows your weakness, and we usually tell him what it is.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
We usually tell him, even in our prayer requests and our prayer time, what our weakness is. We usually get with our friends and our neighbors and our sisters and our brothers and tell him what our weakness is.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, church. We don't need to spend time on what our weakness is, but what is our strength? Our strength comes from the Lord. I am an overcomer. I don't have to dwell on the things that are going wrong. I need to dwell on the things that are going right. God is right. He's in my life. He's leading me. He's guiding me. I will give glory to God and not the devil.
Yes.
Amen. You may wake up in the morning and you may want to vent out on everybody around you, but you need to sing praises to the Lord. But you need to lift up your hands and say, I refuse to be depressed today. I refuse to be oppressed today. I refuse to let the enemy have my mind today. I am a child of the Most High God. And I will sing unto him. I will praise him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Don't give the devil credit.
Yes.
Amen. But too many times we're going around in the mother grubs and we mope and we groan and we gripe and we complain. That's not getting you anywhere. Amen. Complain, you'll remain.
Yeah.
Praise, you'll be raised.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Somebody say that. Complain and you'll remain.
Yeah.
But praise and you'll be raised.
Yeah.
Amen. Lord just brought that back to my remembrance. That was old saying that I used to say. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Amen. There's too many times we're giving credit to the enemy.
Right.
You know, this he did this wrong to me. She did that wrong to me. Get over it.
Amen.
Come on, look at yourself and say, get over it.
Amen.
It's time to move on.
Amen.
season. Begin to sing the praises of God. There are some days that y'all think the pastor just walks in on a heavenly cloud and falls in here. I'm going to tell you, I fight all demons of hell. Comes against my mind. Comes against my calling. There are things I have to fight through all week, but I'm determined to get up and sing praises to God. Hallelujah. He called me, and that which called me will finish what he has started. And then you need to look at somebody and say, he's going to finish what he started. It's going to be him and not me. What you see here this morning ain't me. You need to get past looking at me. You need to see the cross of Calvary that I preach about today that can change your life, set you free this morning. Hallelujah. It's all about him. Hallelujah. Glory. Just praise him this morning, church. Hallelujah. Just give praises unto him this morning. He come to open blinded eyes. Amen. He come to those that were poor and outcast and downtrodden. He come to lift you up this morning. Amen. Do you believe him?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Lee, I need you to do something right quick. Brother David and Brother Jesse, as we conclude this message this morning. Hallelujah. Brother Jesse, I need you to lay on that front pew. Brother David, Brother Lee, I need you down here at the altar praying this morning. I want to finish this message. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Spirit of God in this house this morning. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Sister Carolyn. Thank you, Lord.